Good evening. Oh, the scouts are coming in. Here they come. Is this Troop 965? Good. Okay. Well, good evening. We'd like to welcome you to this evening's City Council meeting for May City Council for Monday, March 17th, 2014. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with the invocation by, well, first of all, before we do that, Councilmember Scott Summers, you on the phone, Scott?
I am.
Okay, Councilmember Scott Summers joining us by phone. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Chairman David Madden from First Church of Christ Scientist, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by a scout from Troop 965. Do you have a scout who can lead us there?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, we'll find out his name later. Would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge?
The scriptures instruct us to praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Everyone in this chamber this evening stands in the presence of the God who is universal love, everlasting life, unchanging truth, energetic and boundless spirit, the keeper of all souls, the intelligence and the principle behind all life. The goodness of this God is truly evident to the residents of Mesa. Our city continues to improve its infrastructure, maintain a reputation for being a safe city in which to live, and continues in its recovery of economic health. We have elected officials who care about our city and provide excellent leadership in its growth for the future. We pray that this evening will bring continued blessings to our city and that mutual love and respect for all will permeate the conduct of this meeting. We ask this blessing in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chairman Madden. And Logan. Thank you, Logan, for leading us in the pledge. We appreciate that. Thank you. The first item on the agenda this evening is the consent agenda, which will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for commemorative Air Force Air Base Arizona one-day charitable event, Sunday, April 6, 2017, North Greenfield Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Soccer Village Foundation, two-day charitable event, Saturday, April 5th and Sunday, April 6th, 11349 South Ellsworth Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 21st, on McDonald Street from Maine to Pepper. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Palm Street Culinary Chives, 4012 East Palm Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Baby K's Cajun Kitchen, 2051 South Dobson Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for Locksmith Services for the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for temporary employment services as requested by the Human Resources Department. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for general security services for various city facilities. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for 500 and 750 MCM wire for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for temporary employment services as requested by the Human Resources Department. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for citywide temporary agency worker services as requested by the Human Resources Department. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for landscape maintenance services for Zone 1, Districts 5 and 6, and Zone 2, Districts 2 and 5, for the Parks Retention Basins and Sports Fields for the Parks Recreation and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase 3 vehicles for the Fire and Medical Department. 2 are replacement vehicles, 1's an additional vehicle. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase 3 sport utility vehicles, including 1 replacement and 2 additions for DUI enforcement for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund and grant funded by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase network and server IT infrastructure for utility supervisory control and data acquisition operation. Item 4K, act on dollar limit increase and 1-year renewal to the term contract for deep well and well pump maintenance and repairs for the Water Resources Department. Item 4L, act on contract for Riverview multi-use sports facility. Funding is available in the spring training bonds. Item 4M, act on contract for equipment for City Well Number 14. Funding is available in the 2010 water bond authorization. Item 4N, act on contract for the Pasadena Reservoir fill line rehabilitation. This project is funded by the voter-approved 2010 water bond fund. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by a New Leaf to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support construction of the La Mesita Family Shelter. Item 4B, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Arizonans for Children Incorporated to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to provide mentor, tutor, and enrichment programs for children in foster care. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Atalatl Native Arts Network to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support the 31st annual Roy Track Powwow. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Boy Scouts of America Grand Canyon Council to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to expand traditional scouting programs. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Child Crisis Center to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support parenting education at their Family Resource Center. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by College Bound Mesa to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to extend supportive college preparation and enrollment services for students to Kino Junior High School. Item 5G, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa's Fire and Medical Department to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to improve public safety through the purchase of security card refrigerated drug boxes. Item 5H, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa's Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support efforts to prevent drowning through improved water safety for young children. Item 5I, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Arizona Museum of Natural History to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support youth educational programming at Mesa Grande. Item 5J, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by East Valley Adult Resources to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support the Meals While You Heal program. Item 5K, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Junior Achievement of Arizona to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support J.A. Biztown. Item 5L, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mesa Public Schools Native American Education Program to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support improved student academic performance. Item 5M, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mission of Mercy to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support their access to care, bridging the health care gap in the East Valley Project. Item 5N, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Southwest Shakespeare Company to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to support arts education. Item 5O, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Visit Mesa to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to promote local tourism. Item 5P, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding for equipment for the Mesa Police Department's command vehicle and mobile communications platform. These funds are made available through a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security. Item 5Q, act on resolution to extinguish a 10-foot utility easement along the south property line of 5437 East Crescent Avenue, located south of Broadway Road and east of Higley Road. Item 5R, act on resolution requesting approval from City Council for staff to continue negotiations to acquire property along Southern Avenue between Alma School Road and west of Longmore for the Fiesta Paseo Micro Park Project, and authorizing and directing that fee title, easements, or other interest in and possession of certain real property be acquired by the City of Mesa under the power of eminent domain as a public necessity. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-011, located at the northwest corner of Dobson Road and Broadway Road. Site plan review and special use permit to allow development of a vehicle service station and retail store. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-003, 345 South Shouse Street, located west of the northwest corner of Broadway Road and Gilbert Road. This is for a rezone and site plan modification to allow development of a multi-residence townhome development. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-013, the 8600 block of East Desert Lane on the south side and the 8600 block of East Medina Avenue north side, located east of Haas Road and south of Baseline Road. This is for a rezone to allow development of single residences. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-010, 529 South Haas, located south of Broadway Road on the east side of Haas Road. Rezone and site plan modification to allow the modification of the proposed residential development and the associated planned area development ordinance. Item 7A, act on ordinance adopting a resolution declaring modified terms and conditions for the sale of utilities to be public records and providing availability of the documents to the general public. And item 7B, act on ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities relating to frontage requirements, solid waste barrel placement, applicability of council exceptions, and certain clerical corrections. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any items that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, one item of clarification. Items 5A through 5O. I think you heard all of those grant applications from a variety of different organizations. We go through this every year. These are part of the gaming compact that was approved by voters now, going on over 10 years ago, and the different Indian communities as part of the gaming compact give back into the community. And the methodology that they use and the process they use is that all applications must pass through a city as a conduit. And so we're basically just taking paper in one hand and passing it on to the, in this case, I think almost everyone went to the Fort McDowell community, and there will be others that will come up. They go to Salt River, Pima, and Gila River and those things. So that's, if anyone, I know I have a lot of questions to why is the city applying for all these grants? Well, there are specific departments within the city that do apply for grants, but we are, in essence, a conduit for these grant applications under the law. Okay. If there's no other, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Cavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
We're waiting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Sometimes computers are absolutely wonderful things. Wonderful things. Other times, don't know about that. Okay. The next item is items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak from the public? Ms. Mickelson?
No requests, Mayor.
No requests? There being no requests, a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Glover, second from Councilmember Luna. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.